Kinte, according to the Kinte of Zirka the Matam Shleish. But since the Rambam passes like Rabbine, that we that they can, he becomes Mechuyev, even if he makes the Mishicha Vishas Rabbi, so in Melee, it's always the Pasachas, but the Rambam himself, in the second Loshen, explains this Gemore on the basis of the Chiyuv of Ganev, and he says that even though Mishicha is not Kene, even though Mishicha is not Kene, but still, Ganev becomes Mechuyev, Vishas Rabbi. And he began to become mechuyev, which is a rabbi, and he becomes mechuyev on the coins that are already outside, even though a mishicha on the purse was not realized yet. So, obviously, Reb Chaim, the Rambam, we have to say, according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam is chilik on the Rambam. You see, the Rambam shitting is that where the chiyuv is on the maizik, on the basis of the maizik, really. So even though Mishicha was not made on the Kele, but the coins that are already outside, to which he has access, so that on those coins, in my sixth is real. That's what the Rambam says. But the Rambam shit is not like that. Since it's not a Kinyan, so it's not in my sixth. It's not in my sixth. But even though he has access, so because according to the Rambam, even though he has access to the coins, but since Al-Pedin, the Mishicha, no Mishicha was realized, even on the coins. So the fact that he has access to the coins that are already outside is like a Ganef who has a master key to the Bailiff's house. So he always has access. So you say, suppose he pulled out the purse and left it at the threshold. And then the only thing that is marked is the door, the outside door, and he has it. He has a master key to the door. So would you say he has access so that the Maizik theory is realized? So here too, according to the Rambam, since that no Mishicha was realized, the Rambam will agree with the Rambam's story, that the reason as to why Rabbi says that Mishicha Meshes Rabbi is Kene is because Ligabi Ganev, we are not interested in the yonah, as long as there is a Maizik here. So in Mishicha, even when Mishicha is made by Shesha Rabbi, he cannot be Kene. But in Maizik there it is. But that's only if the Mishicha is realized. What? It's realized in the Shesha Rabbi. In the Shesha Rabbi, not his Rishus. But Vashenkin, in the case where he pulls out the purse, and part of the purse is still inside, so no Mishicha was realized on the coins. So that only means that he has access to the coins. Because of the fact that part of the purse is already outside and they are loosely sewn, so he has access. So it's like he got it, who has a master key, can always just open up the door and immediately take out the thing. But you won't say that the Maizik Tehler was realized just because he's in that advantageous position regarding the Bible. So here, so that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam, according to Rambam. All right. Now the Rashbo says the same thing as the Rambam, the Ritva says the same thing, the Sharan says the same thing, so it's not necessary to go over. I mean the Rashbo and the Ritva and the Rambam. Now the what? The Chayim Amaron, Lo Yishanu Elo Bikupom Leo Kishuim Bidului. Avon Leo Chal Vachay. Alme Kosova Aged Li Lo Yishmei Aged. Abayi Omar Afilom Leo Chal Vapot. Alme Kosova Aged Li Shmei Aged. Kom Abayi Bishitos Di Rove. Kom Rove Bishitos Di Abayi. So in other words, they reversed themselves. So originally, Abayi held that Aged Li Shmei Aged. Aged Kli Shmeyaget. And Rove said, Aged Kli Loi Shmeyaget. Then they reversed themselves. So Abaye decided that Aged Kli is Loi Shmeyaget, and Rove decided then that Aged Kli Shmeyaget. The Rove the Abaye ad Abaye, the Rove the Rove. Amei tzipeyes v'shusarabim ויום הביד חי בכלי פוטר, ורוב אומר ביד פוטר בכלי חי. איפר. Now, in this gemara of איפר, so, there are two pshatim, and actually there are three shits. There are three shits. I mean, there are two pshatim in the meaning of Eifer. There are two pshatim. But then there is Rabbi Goyen's pshashite, which is a tragedy. But there are two pshatim in Eifer. What does it mean? So the regular pshat, the plain pshat is, and that's probably the pshat of most pshatim, that when we say Eifer, that Eifer refers not only to Kele, but to Yadu. Everything is reversed, is inverted. Everything is reversed. In other words, Hameitzi Peres Rishus Arabim, Abayo Mabiyat Chayev, Bichli Potter. Bichobo Mabiyat Potter, Bichli Chayev. So the question is, now we say, Kom Rove Mishitosit Abaye. So that means that Rove in the end decided that Aget Kli Shmei Aget. So why do they say Bichli Chayev? So the Gemara says Eifer. So what does Eifer mean? So in other words, that we have to be geiris. Hameitzi peiris l'shus rabbi, abayoma, biyad poter bichli chayev, virovoma, biyad chayev bichli poter. That's one thing. Then there is another pshat that Rishini mentioned. Eifer is limited. The Eifer refers only to Kale. To Kale. So that means that we have to be geiris like this. Hameitz appears as Yusarabim, Abayoma, Biyat Chayev, Bichli Chayev, Virovoma, Biyat Poter, Bichli Poter. The Eifer is limited only to Kale, not to Yad. So that means that according to the Maskon of the Gemara, according to this Pshat, so according to Abaye, so Biyat Chaye, Bichli Chaye. So in other words, that neither Agat Kele is Agat, nor Agat Yad is Agat. And Rove says, Biyat Poter, Bichli Poter, that both are Agat. Agat Yad is Agat, and Agat Kele is Agat. All right, so we have the two shows. Now let's see the Rashi. Kom Abaye, Bishidosi, Shneim, Chot, Bidvorim, Bechli. ביד חייב משיות והפיר נצבע בו משיבות בשביל היוחד ואמרים עד לבית לשמיעה בכלי פוטר כל מה שיש מקצץ אחרי דבי שביד פוטר דאג זה קופה ישמיעה להיות את עושה גופה ובכלי חייב וכאשר אתה בא אלו מה שיחליט משתוס מה שזה בלי סוף סוי נאו דמור עשה כאשר ביד חייב נאו So that means the target yad is Rosh Meyagin. But now, Po Shad Balabai is Yisad Rechut, Vino Taron Miseicho, Oy Shenota. Oy Shenota Oy Miseicho, Vihichnis, So Shneim Turin. Shneim Turin. So the question is, so why do we say? Why does Rove say? Why does Rove say? I mean, why does Rabbi say that Biyad is Chayev, Biyad is Chayev, but in other words, that Agad Yad is Moishli Agad, so in this case, if Agad Yad is Moishli Agad, so in the case where the Balabais is Penshetes Yodei Lechut, is Yod Lechut, so then, and then is not Aloni, Miseicho, so the Balabais should be Chayev. Because after all, the chayfetz was already outside. True, it was still all good to the inside, through the yad. But aged yad is loish miyad. So why does the Mishnah say that shneim pturim, that the balabais is all support? Hosom, so the moig in the teretz, hosom the mayorim, hochel matrim. In other words, the Mishnah has reference for the case where it was the mayorim. And when does Rabbi say that Aged Yad is Moish Meyagin when it's Lematon? So Rashi says, Hosom Lumayom Gim, Vitayim Mishidu Noch, Viloim Mishim Agad Gufa. the hocher limata begimu. Like in the mikta nishma noche, the chimun arvame. So in other words, according to Rove, so according to Rashi's Pshat, and that's Rashi Lishitos, that give him shams. That Rashi explains, boy mene, Rav, me Rebbe, he tine chavirich lel mashkin, vitzir lechut, ma'akir az unika, kira schaivet, in kinto, me mechai, vidim olo yom, ole chai, vidim olo yom, my time in kupi naiach, yod olo naiach. What it means, because there is no anuach al gabikah. But, as we pointed out, I mean, we don't have to say, as Tainzer has assumed, and the other Mishenim, I mean, do not agree that with Tainzer that this is the Shita of Rashi. So in other words, Rashi can be made that where he is in the same place, so the Mele, then it's considered Amoche. But when the group is in one of the shoes, and the Yad is in another of the shoes, so then it's not considered like Anochal Gavikake. Mashenim, when he makes Akira's Rufe, so then, when a person changes his position, so it's not only the feet that change the position, it's the feet, the whole group, and everything that he has in the group or in his hand. So, but Rashi Shita is that the reason as to why he's potter in the Mishneh, in the case of Moshe Balabai, Zichon and Lechutz, and not Lohon in Seicho, is because there is no Hanoch al Gavikak. Mashenim came into lakes, Hanoch al Gavikak, so then, in effect, if I have a chitetz in my hand, and then I change my position, so I do not only place my feet on that spot in the karke where I assume a new position, but I place my hand and my goof and the chitetz that I have in my goof or in my hand also on that spot that where I place my feet on. Alright, so that's the shita of Rashi. So Rashi shita is the reason as to why it's part of the Mishneh. Both are potter is because there is no Aloha Gavika. Tainzer's Shita is there because Yoda was a Gufik. In other words, that we when we say that Aloha is Gufik, Aloha is Chayfet, only when it's in the same Rishus. But if the Guf is one Rishus and the hand is another Rishus, the Chayfet, that is in the hand is another Rishus, then we don't say Aloha is Gufik, Aloha is Chayfet. Alright, so now, so it's Rashi Mishitas. So Rashi says, Ho som le malam, ho chum matim gimu. The Gemara has the Kashi, as Rav Rabbe says, the Tagad Yad Mishne Agit. So why do we say the Mishne, Posh Baba Yisrael, the Mishne, 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 so Agad Yad is Loi Shri Yad. But Rabbe has reference to the Matim Gimu. So there, so by applying the Loche of Lovu, of course, so even though it's all good to that of the shoes, but since he has the chivetz in his hand, and the hand is put for him on the karke, so it's considered as if the chivetz had been on the karke mamish, so there is a lot of the karke. Masha'im came in the Mishneh of Moshe Balabai, so the chuzot on the seicho, she doesn't say for the ichnis. So he, it is more thinkable for him from the karke, so true, Agad Yad is not Ishmael Agad, but Anoch is like it. But if the Chayfet, and the person had been in the same issues, then we would say, Anoch has come, Anoch has Chayfet Dome. So just as the feet stand on the karke, so the Chayfet that he has in his hand also is also resting on the karke. Mashenke, where it's two different issues, then we cannot say Anoch has come, Anoch has Chayfet Dome. So, even though Agad Yad is not Ishmael Agad, but Hanoch Hal Gavi Karake is like it. Hanoch Hal Gavi Karake is like it. That's Rashi. So, also, why would you be? The time you should go in Och, where you should go in Och? Och, and Martin would you be? You like a little bit of Rebbe Shema Anoch Hedech Munadon. Now, I mentioned Rabbi Goyen. Rabbi Goyen's Shike is, Rabbi Goyen's Shike is, that he won't, when he won't say, also, why would you be? Och, and Martin would you be? That there is no, as far as Yad is concerned, there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes between Abai and Rove. The whole machlekes between Abai and Rove is only vis-a-vis Kele. So Rove, according to Maskon of Gemara, holds the Tagat Kele Shmei Aged, and Abai holds the Tagat Kele Loi Shmei Aged. But vis-a-vis Yad, so according to Maskon of Gemara, there is no machlekes. Of course, at the beginning, the Gemara said there is a machlekes, because the Gemara said, "Hamitz pirat v'shtaram, abayim v'yatchayim, v'kupoter v'yapoter." So there was a machlekes vis-a-vis Yad. That's the Havam of Gemara, but the Maschon of Gemara. When Gemara says, Hosom Mayim Gimor, Hamatam Gimor, according to Rabbi Goyen, the Gemara is saying that the whole machloket between Abai and Rabbi is only Bizarke. So a Rabbi holds Agat Kele Shmeya, so he's spot if there's an Agat Kele. And Rabbi holds Agat Kele Loishmek Agat. So he's higher by Kele when there is an Agat Kele. But vis-a-vis Yad, there is no machloket. But Maro Machode or Maro Machode. Maro Machode, Maro Machode. So in other words, the one who says that the Yad is potter, so he has reference to the case where the Yad is the Maro Machode. And the one who says that the Yad is higher, so he has reference to the case where the Yad is the Maro Machode. Right, that's how I look. Anyway, Rashi Shiti is that according to Rove, so Agat Yad is Lushmi Agat, and Agat Yad Lushmi Agat, even if Agat Yad is Lushmi Agat by Tachas Megimul, so Mela even by Maro Megimul, Agat Yad is Lushmi Agat. But Maro Megimul for a different reason is Potter, because there is no Anochet, there is no Anochet Damikalki, Mashrinki Tachas Megimul, if we are to, so there is Anochet because of Anochet Lobut. So there is another Gavikarke, but according to Abaye, Agat Yad Shmi Agat, so it's but anyway, you know there is another Gavikarke. It's still attached to the other issues, but according to Rove, Agat Yad Lo Shmi Agat, so it's not attached to the other issues. That's Rashi. Now, Teis Reshite, I cannot go over the Teis Reshite, but Teis Reshite, Teis Reshite, Teis Reshite, that Gimuli says that you're the Masam Gufet Rove. So it's not in the end of Hanochal Gavikarke. So in other words, so Teis Reshite explains, not because of Anochal Gavikarke, but Hoso Malim Gimu Hochel Matim Gimu. The Rove only holds that Aged Yad, Poches Megimu, imbued by virtue of the fact that Poches Megimu, so it's considered as a Gavikarke. So when Chepetz is Albedin considered to be Munachal Gavikarke, even though it's attached to the other Mishus, that kind of attachment is no attachment. If the Chepetz is lying on Gavikarke, and Poches Megimu, means that the Chepetz is lying on Gavikarke. Mashenki, Limata Megim, Limata Megim. So even Rome is made that Aged Yad is Shreyagit. It's only Pogas Megim, because then the Chepetz is considered to be lying on Gavikarke. So Aged is which Shreyagit. But by Limata Megim, so even Rome is made that Aged Yad is Shreyagit.
Sure, I know. And Shabbos, you're here to Toshon Zion, May 1st, 1977.
Now, after the taste of this, first of the Bible beginning. You may be back. So the Gemara says, first of the Bible beginning, Rosh and Matin. That when does Rosh say that Aged Yad is higher, that is Lamadu Mikimu. But Lamadu Mikimu, so when does Rove say that Aged Yad is Lushli Aged, that's Lamadu Mikimu. But Lamadu Mikimu, so then he's Potter. So we have two pshatim. The pshat of Rashi is because Enoch Nami according to Rove, so Aged Yad is Lushli Aged. Aged Yad is Loishmi Aged, but if it is L'mayla Megimu, so then there is no Anochal Gavikarki. So when does Rove say that he is higher, if it's L'mata Megimu, so then it's Gares Michte Damim, to the Anochal Globu. So Rove says that Aged Yad is Loishmi Aged, but L'mayla Megimu, so then Rove will be made that he is Potter, because there is no Anochal. And then the pshat of the Ri is not because there is no Anochal, but Rove only says Aged Yad is Lushmi Aged when it's Poches Megimu. So then it's Mamesh Munachal Gavikarke. So even though it is attached to the hand to the other issues, so it's Lushmi Aged. But where it's Maila Megimu, it's not Munachal Gavikarke. So then Rove is also made that Aged Yad is Lushmi Aged. Now let's see the thing. Hosol Maila Megimu. We may be the last Shmei Aged, according to Rove. But Hanocha Reke, because there has to be Hanocha Rabika. Kilbiya is the good. Now that does not mean that there has to be mamish Hanocha Gavikawaki. There is Hanocha of Hanocha Tzkufik Hanocha Shechitet. So the Rashbo is Chilik on the Tinsves Pshat in Rashi Rabdim. Tinsves in Rashi Rabdim says, V'Rashi Pshat Shonu in Nayachal Gavikawaki, Mashma V'Yud Yodit U'Makmechot, V'Nosom Mishchaveirem Yisich Yodit V'Heitzi Yisfoter. So Tinsves is Chilik, but Tinsves assumes that according to Rashi, V'Yud Yodit U'Makmechot, V'Nosom Mishchaveirem Yisich Yodit, V'Heitzi, so he's Potter, but the Rashi says no, that according to Rashi, so if it's in the same Rishus, so then it's considered as being Nochal Gavikarki. But in this specific situation, Afilu Yodim Mokamech, V'Nosom Mishchaveirem Yisich Yodit, so V'Heitzi, so it's considered like Akiras Chepetz, because when a person starts moving, so it's not only that his feet start moving, his whole group starts moving, including the hands and everything that is on the group or in the hands. But in the case where the hand is in one issues and the group is in other issues, then there is no Hanochal Gavikar. So that's Rashi. So according to Rashi, Rove holds that Aget Yad Loishmi Aget. In all situations, it's Loishmi Aget. But if it's Lemayla Megillah, then not because of Aget, but because there is no Hanochal Gavikar. Hiksha Rav Rucham, L'Rabbe Dimeke Maslis in the Rish Mechut, Ki Rav Akim, Diom Akluto Ki Mishu Muchot Amye, Behar Bove Dimai Zohoche, Amai Shneim Pturi, weil wir meinen, wir gehen mit Rabbi Akiva, wir gehen mit Rabbi Akiva, wir gehen mit So in this case of Poshet Balabai, it says Yodol Echut. We not alone we say Echot, she doesn't say Echot. So here, Shneim Pturim. So the one is also Potter. So why is it Potter? Because it's Rimayla Mikimu, so there is no Anochal Gavikarki. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that we don't say good to Mishu Chodamye, then there is no Anochal Gavikarki. Even though Aged Yad is Loishme Aged, but Hanochal Gavikarki is like it. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that good to Mishu Chodamye. So we see two things from Rabbi Akiva. Now, when we learned the first Pelik, so we discussed the Machlokes Keshe. What's the pshat in Kutuk Mishuncho? Whether the pshat in Kutuk Mishuncho is that the coat and the avir, that in itself, the anoche is in the avir itself, even though it's in a state of motion, let's say when the ball passes through the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, even though it was always in a state of motion, so it's considered as if it had been resting in the avir, but the anoche is in the avir, or the pshat in kutik mishuncho is that it's considered as if it had been lying on the ground, as it was covered in the avir above. So it is considered al pedin as if it had been resting for a moment, for a split second, on the ground beneath. So we saw that there is a machlokes again. Now the shita of the Ramban. In the first Perek, and also the Shita of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah in Po, so it is that Pshat according to Rabbi Akiva, Kluto Kimishun Chodamye, so it's considered as the Chifetz. It's called Navi, so it's considered as if it had been underground. But the Shita of the Ri, the second version in the Ri, of the Alamut Beis is that the Pshat in Kluto Kimishun Chodamye is that the Hanoche is in the avir, not on the ground. Because in the second version, the Ri, now in the base, Beinim Ri, the Hodi Komar HaShas, Abel Matam HaSod, in the heart of Chayim, the Abrimon Kutu Kimishuncho, Chayim El Rabonu, Abel Rabakive Kutu Rav Kimishuncho Dami. The Mechayim Mishim Yalpinu Zerik Meishi, the Yisova Kimishuncho Dami, where Habe Motsu Mebeva Zerik Meishi, Tom dami klau de khim de khim shmun khadam ye have zirik le mayo ma so ke zirik shu sa yochi du u mo ki tu shu sa yochi so that if we say ek tut ke mishun khadam ye So there we cannot learn out Zirik Valishit. Because by Zirik, by Valishit, there is no Pluto, because it's held in the hand of a person. So there is no, we can take Pluto Kamishim Chadamye. Masha'im Kim by Zirik, we say Pluto Kamishim Cho. So how can we learn out? How can we learn out Zirik Valishit? After all, by Zirik, so when Zirik, so in effect, the final analysis, according to Kudrik Mishumcho, so it's not Zirik Mishayochid, but there are two Zrikes. There is one Zrike, Zrike number one, of Zirik Mishayochid, and then Zrike number two, Mishayochid, Mishayochid again. Mishayochid again. So why don't we say it by Meshit? So it takes a Shite, the Rishite here, that Dalit is, that by Meshit we do not say Kluto. Kluto is, we only apply the halacha of Kluto according to Rabbi Akiva when it's called Bavir, it's not held in the hand of the person. But where it's held Meshit, where it's held in the hand of the person, we do not say Kluto. So we see two things, this thesis. This is not the Ri, because the Ri comes later. This is Arab Ruchonim. So we see from Rabbi Ruchonim two things that is contrary to Teisa Shite, Dabdalet on the base. Number one, whereas Teisis in Dabdalet on the base says that we don't say Kluto in case of Meshi, we only say Kluto in the case of Zerik, where it's not held in the hands of a person. So the Rabbi Ruchonim Shite is that even by Meshi, where it's held in the hand of the person, because he's talking the Maishneim Pturim. Bahag Bobid Maisocha Maishneim Pturim. So here it's held in the hand of the person. And still, Rav Rabbi Chonon applies the aloche of Pluto. So we see that number one, Rav Rabbi Chonon is chilek and the Ri Dabdalet, in regard to the question as to whether we apply the concept of Pluto Kenishim Chodamye, where the Chifetz is not just called Bavia, but passing in the Avia by itself, but it's held in the hand of the person. So according to Rabbi Chonon, we do apply the principle of Kluto. According to the Ri Dabdalet, we don't apply. And then something else, because Teisit Rabbi Chonon says here, Amai Shnei Pturim, Valel Umaylo Megibol Rabbi Akiva, Kloim Mato Megibol Rabbonon. Why? Now, we are discussing Rashi's Pshat, that Limaylo Megibol, Nei, Lashmi Agir, Anocha Leke, there is no Anocha El Gabikar. No, I'm not a character. Inasmuch as the hand is more vicious, the hand that has the chayfet in it is more vicious, and the group is not vicious. So, mainly there is no hanoche al gabi karke. So, but poches megimur, there is hanoche al gabi karke. So, the Rabbi Chonon asks, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, put the mishum chadamye, so even the maimon megimur is like poches megimur. So, bishlami, if we say that the Rabbi Chonon agrees with the shita of the Rambam, and the Rambam, that the Pshat of the Mishum Chadamye is, that the moment it is in the Avia, it passes in the Avia. So it's considered that same split second to be underground. Some may say, there is a Nochal Kavikarke. But if Rav Ruchonon agreed with the Rish, the second question in the Rish, in Teisa Dabdalet, that the Pshat in Pluto is that the Anoche is in the Avia, not the Rish. Some may say, so why does he say, there is a big difference. So it's mamish mulech al gabikarke, but here the anoche is in the avir on top, not al gabikarke. So we see that the Rabbi Chonon agrees with the shite of the Ramban and the Rambam, that the pshat in Kudak Kibisha Uncho is that the anoche is al gabikarke. Alright. So, the Yeshleima, the Rabbi Sobar, agedgu shmeyat. So he says, who applies this Mishnah of Poshet Malabayis Eseru Lechut, we not only Miseicho, we should not only Miseicho V'Ichlis, Shnei Pturim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi. So Rabbi himself will agree with Abaye that Aget Guv, Shnei Aget. So the male even when it lies on the Karke, so Aget Guv, Shnei Aget. So the male Pluto is considered as he's lying on the Karke, but even when it's lying Mamish on the Karke, but if it's a tent, attached to the groove in another shoes, so each way up. Alright. Living before it. So far it wasn't the Ri, it was Arab Ruchonon. So Arab Ruchonon is completely divergent from the Ri Shite on both points. And the question is whether Pluto Kemishuncho applies to a case where the Chifetz is held in the hand. And also on the question as to whether Kusta Mishum Kho means that it's on the karake, so Avachon holds it's considered on the karake. But Ravi before Esh. So according to Ravi, so Mele, there is no kasha altogether. And the reason shot in the here is not as Rashi explains. So Mele, even though according to Rove, Agad Gufloi, Agad Yadloi, Shri Agad, but Lemailam Gimu, so there is no Anochal Kabikarake. No, Shat is, Rove only says, Agad Yadloi, Shri Agad, Lemate Migimu, because Lemate Migimu is not Kabikarake, Mame Shalpini. So the attachment to the goof when something is lying there, when something is lying on the karke mamesh and it is attached through the hand to another of the shoes, so that's not considered an attachment if it's lying on the karke mamesh. Mashenken, where it's lying on the karke, it's not lying on the karke mamesh. So then you will behold that agad goof is shmeya. Agad goof is shmeya. We read before, Rosh Hashanah, my love you, we is from the name of the shmeya. Now, when we learned the first Perek, so at that time we went over the Rashi. Now, Rashi says here the Gemara that Gimel Medav. Boy, when he read, he read. He didn't have any of the mashki mitzil lechut mawa kiras kufik akiras chayvet in kei mitzil umichayev v'dimolov omolichayev v'dimolov. My time is good for nayach yod aloy nay. So Rashi says. So there was a deal say in the Gemara itself two shades. One, Gufi Nayach and Loinayach. Lishnachine, that's part and parcel of the text of the Gemara, according to that deal say. Lishnachine, Yodei Bosar Gufi Kriven. So Rashi says, Loinayach and Loinayach. In other words, it's a purpose, it's the same thing. Now, then the Rashba mentions, Rishenim, who are Geris, the two Rishenis. But, the Rashba, even though the Rashba says that we can be Geris both Rishenis in the Gemara itself, so the Rashba so cheating is that even if we are Geris both Rishenis, so it's just a different formulation. But it means the same thing. It means mamish says. Then he mentions the name of Rabbi Yehine. The Rabbi Yehine says, no, we are Geris, both Mishenes, but they mean something else. Now the Rashba here and Abdim. We discussed it in the first pair, but I just want to mention it again. V'yeish svorim di galse, in name yod ikos agufe kriere, umistabre, that's in the middle, left there, the period there, in the middle of the paragraph. V'yeish svorim di galse, in name yod ikos agufe kriere, umistabre da filoreis on asvore laf betayin limu, el dobi dole chatayin salke, el dhabe chatayin mitabe mishni. So we find it sometimes in the morning. Klein ma wie gemand do mal heil ich mir ich schon mal kann man wo ihr nur mit der wegen ma mal heil ich mal heil ich u mit dem rabise aben und balate ist rezal nicht das nicht mehr nehmen but it's not now this wir gehen pure schabin rab so das haben wir wie ich bin nein so haben wir nicht die things and he also mentions in the name of certain malates that we don't have so that both we are gave is both wishing but there is a difference between the two machines. V'yike b'nai, k'in sh'intine ha'bele b'yode, v'heitzi yode l'chut, v'zork. So suppose Ruvei loaded some things on the hand or placed an object in the hand of Shimon. In the hand of Shimon, in the Rishus Hayochet. Then Shimon stretched out his hand into the Rishus Hayochet, and then he dropped it. Now, according to the Rosh, so according to Rashi, the Rosh says in Rashi, the Rosh, that in such a case he would be potter. Would be potter, and we explain it. Why? Because, in other words, if somebody puts this chayfet, I stand in the Rishayon, And somebody on Shabbos puts that chepet in my hand. Because if I take myself the chepet, so then there is a kiras chepet when I take it. But suppose somebody put it in my hand, or I took it myself but before Shkir, and then I had it already. So that Akira is not an Akira before Shkir, Friday, late in the afternoon. And then, so there was no Akira Shrivet, an actual Akira Shrivet, when I put it in my hand. Or somebody put it on Shabbos in my hand. So I didn't do the Akira Shrivet then. And then on Shabbos, when it's already night, so I stretch out my hand and I drop it into the Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh says, Ispan. They call it Rashi. So we explained it. Because even though Rashi agrees that the halacha of anochas gufei ka anochas chepetz dome lakiras gufei ka kiras chepetz dome doesn't apply only to a chepetz that is upon the shoulders. It applies to a chepetz that is in the hand too. But only when there is a ma'aseh akira. So when a person changes his position and then he changes his position from one spot to another spot. So it doesn't mean that only the feet change the position from one spot to the other. It means the feet, the group, the hands, and everything that is done on the group feet ends. But in the case where he remains standing in one and the same spot, and he just stretches, and somebody else put a chepetz in my hand, and then I stretch it out and I drop it in the Rosh Hashanah, so there is no change of position of the group. So the melee, it's not considered an akira. So even though he drops it down on the ground in the Rosh Hashanah, that's an ochet. But akira is like this is what the Rosh says. So the Rashbo says in the name of Yene, Viki Benaye, Kigin Shitin Chavim Yod, Veit Yod Lechutz Vizora. So the Rosh says, the Kom Terashi is spotted. Because there is no Maisa Akira. A Maisa Akira is Gufe. If he changes, if he moves around, he changes his position, so then he changes not only the position of the feet, the feet, the hands, everything, the head, everything, and everything that is on the roof, in the hands. But if he remains standing in the same position, so the Rosh says he's bottom. So he says that the difference there's not a minute between the first washing. My time, your day, gufei nayer, your day, loy nayer. You're the loinai. So according to that pshat, it means because when the hand moves without the goof moving, so then it's not considered as nakire. But if the hand moves as a result of a movement, of a change of position of the whole group, so then that is considered as nakire and chiv as niyadu. But suppose you remain standing. So we mand the omar yodi loinai achloi mechayet as roshes, the loyoka. Umandi Oma Yodi Kosar Gufik Reve Havachi Sekon Trabiene. So in other words, the Machlik is between Rashi and Tisvis. So it's two genus in the more Sekon Trabiene. The first washing is like Rashi, it's Rashi's wheels. And the second washing is like this. So it says when the Machlik is not. So why do we say poshatoni eshelifni vinosam lisich yodishal v'abayis oin shenotom niseicho veheiti onechayev? Why is onechayev? All the goof didn't move. So what did we say on this kashe? The answer is, according to Rashi and Chachamim, that's the kashe of Rabbi Meir against Rashi and against Rabbi Atinore. Why does Rashi say? Oy shenot al misei chobehitzi hachepes v'yiniach b'shesarabi diobed layakira b'shesayochid v'anochid b'shesarabi. Why is it necessary according to Maskona v'gimore that anochas gubik anochas chepes rabbi kivei yeresk? So even if it's not in the b'shesarabi, he just takes it out from the barbai's hand. Only takes out this chepes from the barbai's hand and then he brings it to him. So then the hand with the chepes in it He's in the same Rishus as the Guf, so Alokas Gufkan Lokas Haifetz. That's Rabbi Kriya's Kashi. So Rabbi Kriya says against Rashi there is no Kashi, because Rashi many times explains in Mishneh according to Havamine. But the Kashi is against Rabbi Adonai. But we said no, it's not, this Rashi is not a little bit of Havamine. And the same text that is a little bit Rashi is a little bit Rabbi Adonai. Because according to Rashi, if you don't put it on the floor in the street, so it's potter. Why? Because there has to be myself. So when he changes the position of the whole group, then there is a myself of him. Because when a person places his feet on a certain spot, so then in effect he places not only his feet, his group, his hands, and everything that is in his hand, on his group. Mashenke, when the Oni, so takes out the chafetz from the rabbi's hand, and then he pulls back his hand, and he remains standing in the same position. So there is no, so it's in a state of no, but there is no ma'aseh hanochi. There is no ma'aseh hanochi al gabei karka. But if he changes his position, then there is a ma'aseh hanochi. So that is the answer on the Rashba's kasha. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, so in the Chanamei, according to the first Moshe, the Mishneh, when the Mishneh says that not only Seichu Beitzi, Hachifetz, so is Chayyeh Deoni, so it's only in the Yavesh Zerabim, according to the second Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda would say, even if it's not in the Yavesh Zerabim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the two Mishnehs. Now then, we saw at that time that the Ritvo, the so-called Ritvo and the real Ritvo, so they both say, they say the same thing, that this Gemara, they also say that there are two Mishnehs in the Gemara. There are two, so in other words, when the Gemara says, when we say that there are two Mishnehs in the Gemara, and that one Moshe goes according to the Shite, that now the Ritvo here says something, but in the real Ritvo, so it's in that side of the way, it's more complete. Now, the Ritvo and Dav Gimel. So it says, Yonu enayach, guf enayach, yod ebosarube, greire, guf eminach nayach, kach agir se pyrish rach, avot asher ligori, so yod ebosarube, guf enoch, upirish yod ebosarube, al gavi karki, umshimoche pot, vim teima, im kein, av mishnos nonu, isafir lishu abai, mishnot ulmenu, veiti poter, sharu yokho, oi, lo imbicho, bekarka, yod ebosarube, mishlima, kim dehosom yod ebosarube, kushusachas, kim guf enayach, al gavi karka, afir lichunachas, aber hier ein Kuchen bis zu Sache, wenn Jodi bei dieser bis zu Sache kommen nach. Und für dir ist es so, Epscher, Schei, Mimiach, Jodi bei Kalk, wie nur sein Balabais, wie Seicho, wie Heizi, Herr Onichai. So according to Rashi's Girse, oh, that is the first Girse, if we are Girse, both the Shemes and Gemoy, the way Rabbi Yehine is Girse. So he said, und für dir ist es so, auf Jodi Nayach, Gufi Nayach, so, so suppose this is the card of the bias, and he put his hand, and then the bias put the chayfetz, as the only had his hand on the character of the bias, and then so he didn't take the chayfetz in his hand, the bias put the chayfetz in his hand, and then the heitzi, and then the only pulled back. So only high. Why? Because according to that Girse, so Mimele is the hand with Al Gabei Karka. The only reason as to why we say that it's potter is because it's Lemaila Migimu. It's not Al Gabei Karka. But if it's Pochet Migimu, so it's Al Gabei Karka. So there is Anoche. So in other words, when the Balabais put it in the only's hand that is on the character of the Bais, so in effect, the chifetz was in the bais, and in the bais, and aged yad is loy shreya. So it was really noch in the bias. Then when he pulls it back, so he's injured from the bias. So he's higher. So he's higher. This is what he said. לפגיר סזו, איפה שמריח יודד יקרק, ונוסם על הבית נסליחו ביצי יום החי, ולפגיר ססרק זל, אין אדום הקד, because according to the ground גירסה. Now he doesn't mention here the גירסה of Ramiene, but he mentions the two different גירסויס. So maybe according to the גירסה of Ramiene, the Gemara itself mentioned the two genes, so it's also the same thing, and this is what the real Vitro says. Now, so he says, ולפגיר ססרק, and the gears of the Rach is not that Yod will nail Gufi nail, but Yod Abba say Gufi go here. So the Mele, he says, of the gears of Zag. Considered noch, so the mele he would be put. So he says that's nafkemine between the gears of Rashi and the gears of the Rach. The gears of the Rach. And that is also nafkemine between the two Nishayas and the Gemara. If we are there in the Gemara itself, both Nishayas. But that should be told in the Machlekes of Abaye and Rove. Because according to Abaye, so he will matter the Gemara. So Agit Yadish Miaget, so he says that. Miul Abaye is literally the Agit Biyode Shmei Agit Kivisle Kamo Avo Mirobe the Oba Hosom the Agit Yad Loishle Agit Kovim Matom Mishleisho Kovim Matom Mishleisho. So he's higher. So what's the pshat? So that literally is strange. In other words, so that means that is following Machlekes of Abaye and Rove. Now, we pass like Rove, so Mimele, how can we explain? He says that according to the gears of the Rach, in Adomakim, El Afilini Achyodini Karake is Poter, Afilini Achyodini Karake is Poter, but according to Rove, so, and he says himself, that according to Rove, so, Ivini Achyodini Karake, so he's higher. So he's higher, Afilini Achyodini Karake, so he's higher, Fichini Yod Bosagut, Afishini Yod Karake, Einei Kibetzi Mishnayoch Mishas Rabbi. So then he says, Miul Abaye Disvirle, the Adi Biyad Ishmea. Avu Rove Doma Rosso, the Adi Biyad Loishmeaget, Kolim Atom Mishleisho, so he's higher. So then this Girse will not be in accordance with Rove, and we pass like Rove. But it doesn't present any difficulty, because the Ritvo himself just says that we feed Yosas Rach. So in Adoma came, and I feel in the Achyot Mikarak and Spoter, the Chibin Yod Mosak Ufek Reile, Achyishin Yichem Mikarak and Kibitz Mishayoch Mishad Rabi. Then he says, but this is only so according to the Ritva Shite, so it's only so Alimed Abaye, not Alimed Rove. But the Rashbo, the Ramban and the Rashbo mentioned that there is another Pshat, we mentioned that in the last year. Now there is another Pshat that the Ramban mentions in the Ifir. So, most Rishayim will say that when Gemara says Ifir, so the Ifir applies to the Biyad Poter and to the Kli Chayim. So that means, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, Rove is saying that Biyad is Chayev and Bikli is Poter. Biyad is Chayev and Bikli is Poter. But the Rambam mentions in Yesh Emrim that the Eifach relates only to Bikli Chayev. So that means that according to the Maskon of the Gemara, Rove is saying both things. Rove Omar, Biyad Poter and Bikli Poter. So true, we pass him like Rove, because there is Machlekes with Rabbi and Rove, so except for Yalti Gam, we pass him like Rove. But according to that pshat, according to Yesh Mifoshim and Ramban, so the Maskon of the Gemara is that Rove says, Biyad Pota Bichli Pota. So that means that Adet Yad is Loish Meyage. So Mimele, So this is what the Ritva means. When the Ritva says the Kodi Fil Pirsa of the Rav, so he will be Potter, even if the Rabbis put, even though the Oni stretched out his hand into the house, and he put the empty hand on the floor there in the house, and then the Rabbis put the Hefetz, and then the Oni pulled it back. So in such a case, he will also be Potter. But then the Ritva says that accords only with Abayah. So the Ritva says that accords only with Abayah because the Ritva does not agree with the Yesh Mifarshim. But according to the Rach, we'll have to say that the Rach will agree with the Yesh Mifarshim. This is what the Ritva means. Yes?
The
Rach's
the
Yesh
that
the Yesh I know. But this is what the Ritva is saying. This is what the Ritva is saying, that according to the Rach, we'll have to explain that This Gemara, that's the Maskon of the Gemara. So in other words, so we'll have to say that that's the Yochas. So either we say that, like the Yesh Mifarshim, that the Eifir applies only to Bichli Chayev and not to the Yad Poter, or that in this case, we pass like Abaye, not like Poter. So then we have to pass like Abaye. Either we say, so it's one of the two. Either we say like the Pshat in Yesh Mifarshim, and if we don't say like the Pshat in Yesh Mifarshim, then the Rach will have to pass like Abaye, because the Ritva says that according to the Rach, so the Gemara here, that Gimel, that's the Maskon of the Gemara. Yodim was a good guy here. So even if it's a matter of Gimel, so either Rabbe holds like that, or the Aloch is like Abaye. So it's one of the two. All right. Yes.
When the Ritva says about the brother of Sodom and Moshe and Yaga and Matthew and Yimachayas, where does he put the punctuation? In other words, he learns like Rashi. The Sodom and Rabba Moshe and Yaga, or he means the Sodom and Rabba Moshe and Yaga and Matthew and Yimachayas?
No, you see, here there is no Shaila, the Ritva does not agree with the Yishu portion. So according to the Ritva, so Rabbi holds that Lamata Megimel, it's Loish Meyaget. It's Loish Meyaget. It's Loish Meyaget. No, Lamata Megimel, so it's Loish Meyaget. That Rabbi certainly holds that if we don't accept the Pshat, the Shita of the Yishu portion, so Rabbi says Lamata Megimel is higher. Whatever the reason is, Lamata Megimel is higher.
He doesn't commit himself.
Yeah, he doesn't commit himself. Because as long as we don't accept the Pshat of the Yesh Mifarshim, then Rabbi is saying that Lemata Megimel, so is high. Whatever the reason is. Alright. Now, the next mission. Hamoitzi ben Bimilei ben Yisraelei b'zirchei keilu yaotzeif of chayim shechimas of nikos kelachayode b'ratli b'tif u'mapakei ביוזלי וביסרי ופינדוסי ופיולמטו ופינדוסי לחלוקי ובספסחלוקי ומנאלי וסמדאלי פות שלהי צגדי החמיצי. So the general rule is, if it is carried out in a natural way, the way people carry things, so then it's high. If it is carried out שלהי צגדי החמיצי in an unnatural way, so then it's pot. So the Mishnah says that במיני, whether he holds the חיפץ in his right hand or in his left hand, so that's Kedar HaMitzin, because people many times carry an object in the right hand, many times they carry an object in the left hand. So in both cases, it's Kedar HaMitzin. Bisechek in his lap, or Yaltsenfov on his shoulders, is high. As long as it's a substantial load, in other words, if somebody will carry out a handkerchief on his shoulder, so then it will be potter, because no one is making a very small, light object on his shoulder. But if it is a substantial load, even if it's not very, very burdensome, if it's a substantial load, so then it is kedar hamitzin, because people sometimes carry out a substantial load, a heavy object, on the shoulders. So then, shechi masav nikos.
So Rebbe, so why do we have to resort to Masav Bei Kahanas?
One second, I'll discuss it. Kilachayade, kiyode, but if it's non-natural, in an unnatural position, it can add to natural position. So, b'ragloi, b'pini, ma'pake, now there are two pshatim, I mean, there is no nafkimina lidini, but just in the literal meaning of kilachayode. So, because there are two gilsoins. One gilsoin is la'achayode. And the other girl say, we have the girl say, kilachayot. Now, if we are doing a slachayot, that means in the back of the hand. So that's an unnatural way. If we are gerais, so in other words, if we have an expression, klachayat, what klachayat means like the back of the hand. So it can be in the shoe, it can be in the bend of the head. I mean, anything that is unnatural way. So that's called, that's comprised within klachayat. So klachayat is a certain category in an unnatural way. But lachayat itself means the back of the head. Now, if we are gerais, lachayodei, so that means that if you carry that in the back of the hand, or beragle, so they are all comprised within the category of kilachayad, in an unnatural way. But then there is a gilsei, kilachayadei. So it's mentioned lachayodei in an unnatural way. For example, beragle, the pi, the mapake, so they are all examples of kilachayadei. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Shechimas of Nikos, because it is so. V'yiminu smeil v'cheik erachat u'v'shem Rabin Yitzchok bar Yehudeh. So that's the first pshat in Rashi. We refer to this Rashi when we learn the beginning of the first pair. So, but it seems here that Rashi in the first pshat, so Rashi is saying that as here the Mishnah mentions several things. Minei, Smelei, Chekei, Ksei. And then the Mishnah says Shechimas of Nikos. So from the first Loshon in Rashi, it's Mashma, that the Shechimas of Nikos relates only to Ksei. Because if he saw. But it doesn't relate to Minei, Smelei, Chekei. That's not. Why? Because Minei, Smelei, Chekei, it's a portion that is high because it's a natural way. I mean, so it's yes that people many times carry out an object in the right hand, many times they carry out an object in the left hand. Sometimes we say reike, but I'll say for. So we have to resort to a posse because it is so. So that was done in the mission, in the connection with the mission, because it is so. So it was done in connection with the mission. So why do we have to resort? How is it that vis-a-vis means melee heike, we don't have to resort to Yalfuse. Vis-a-vis Xeife, we have to resort to Yalfuse. So according to Rashi's first pshat, the pshat is very simple. In other words, here the Mishnah tells us two things. First of all, the Mishnah tells us that we mean bismele, bise heike. So is not considered klachayat. One could argue that even b'minei b'smelei is considered klachayat, because true, it's natural, it's normal for a person to carry an object in his hand. It's very natural, but most of the time, do people carry objects in their hands? Most of the time, they carry it in their pockets, not in their hands. If you take a poll, a statistic, so you'll see that most of the time, those people who carry objects in the street, they don't carry it either in the right hand or in the left hand. They carry it in the pocket. So maybe one could argue that this is also klachayat. In other words, in order to be kederach amiti, so it has to be carried the way it is carried most of the time. But if it is carried many times, not most of the time, maybe that's not kederach amiti. So the svar is mechayev, according to the first question of Rashi, the svar is mechayev that in order to be considered klachayat, so it must be, so it's only if it is carried in an unusual way. But if it is carried in a usual way, and frequently people do carry it, even though it's not as frequently as the other way of carrying, so it's still not klachayat. That's his story. So this is why he says v'minu smeil v'cheik. True, that this kind of carrying is not as frequent as the carrying in the pocket, but it's still frequent. So irachare. So he said asvore. It's considered kider hamitzi. Mashein keili kabikasei. So if he's a person of average height. So, in other words, and the person of average height, so the shoulder, as Stasis points out, so is 3 ames from the karaka, that means 18 tvochim. So Mele, when he carries an object, when he carries an object on the shoulder, so then we have another problem. Besides the problem as to whether it's Hidar HaMitziin, but it's a Malamiyud, the Vishus Rabin, it's a Mokitu, so that we could not establish on the basis of Svore, so that is established on the basis of the Xerxes HaKos, or because of Xerxes. That's the first, yes, what?
When Rashi
Roshan,
I thought that the
No. Asher says because of Yisrael, that explains why because of Yisrael. People know because of Yisrael, it's a Malam Yud. And then we mean with Smeil, the Chaykir, Achara, that's something else, it's nothing good about it. Then, that's Asher's question. Then Rashi says, Uvishem Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yehuda Motzasi, Sheomar Vishem Rabbi, Shemifurish Bar Shas Yerushalmi, Upkuda Salozo Benarin Akin, Shem Namoy of Teres Asami, Uminchas Atomi Vishem Rabbishro. Shem Nechot Mimil, Bishem Nechot Bismail, Bakhtiris, Bichikin, Bakhbitim Bikat. Now, I mentioned in the first parak, I mentioned the Rabbi Goyen, because in discussing the basis for Oves Melochis, the fact that it existed in the Mishnah, so I mentioned that there is a Machlekes Rishayim. According to Moses Rishayim, according to Rashi Shite, Rashi himself, so only that which existed in the Midbar in connection with the construction of the Mishnah. So is considered as a basis for being an Avloch. But if something did not prevail in the Midbar in connection with the construction of the Mishnah, but it prevailed in the Midbar in connection with the Kobonis, in the Midbar that cannot serve, that does not constitute a foundation as an app, as a basis for an app. But Rabbi Goyen Shite is, as Egli Tal points out, that Rabbi Goyen Shite is that even the existence in the Midbar, in connection with Avos Kabbalis, not in connection with the construction, the building of the Mishkan, can also constitutes a basis for an app. So then the question arose, so Rashi, he says to himself, here Rashi mentions Rabbi Goy, and obviously, why does he mention? Because he disagrees. Why should he mention? So he mentions because he agrees, he approves of that pshat. But, so Rabbi Goy, so at least Rabbi Goy says that anything that existed in connection with Avos Kabbalis in the Midbar constitutes a basis for an Av. But Rashi Shita is not like that. Only that which existed in the Midbar in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So how can that be used as a basis for Chiyuv Yitzhak? So we said at that time, because there is a fundamental, we see from Moreh Rishayim, that there is a fundamental distinction between all Miloches on one hand and Yitzhak, which takes his character while it is Miloch HaGoy. Because all vis-a-vis all other all miloches other than Yitzhak, so the existence in the Mishkan makes it into an av even without a special posik. We don't have a special posik in respect to Ksive, to Tfire, but the fact that these miloches existed in the Mishkan constitute them into miloches, into av miloches. Mashrein ken gabi Yitzhak, which is a miloch HaGoy. Why? Because there is no creation. There is no change. Having the same thing that was in one place is carried into another place. So without a special posik, alitish or the posik, or the posik in Vayakel, so Vayhalom Yovi, so then it wouldn't be constituted into an Avloch. So why is it so constituted in Avloch? Because of a special posik, a special av of Al Yitzhak Yishlim Kevi. But Mishkan has significance regarding Melechas Yitzhak too. Not in respect to the av of Yitzhak, but in respect to the told of Yitzhak. So, vis-a-vis all other Melechas, so a told of Kesef is constituted by virtue of the fact that a certain act bears a resemblance to that kind of Kesef that exists in the Mishkan. But vis-a-vis Yitzhak, so the Av of Yitzhak is spelled out in the post of our Yitzhak game. But the Torah of Yitzhak is constituted by virtue of the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. All because it's in Loch HaGoy, so the Mele, It was mentioned that there is a fundamental difference between Rabbi Goldschmidt and Rashi. Rabbi Goldschmidt is that the existence in connection with Avodas Kabbalas in regard to all Meloches, so serve as a basis for a Meloche, for an Avodah. Rashi Shiti is no, only existence in the Midbar in connection with the construction of the mission. But the fact that a certain act, a certain Meloche, prevailed in the Midbar in connection with Avodas Kabbalas, that does not constitute it into a Meloche. But vis-a-vis Tzoye, so Rashi agrees with Rabbi Goye, that inasmuch as the Avodah Mitzoye is spelled out by the Torah, and the Alfuse from the Mishnah is only necessary to constitute something as a Tilote of Mitzoye. So in view of the fact that the Avodah Mitzoye is spelled out, so in order to be constituted into a Tilote of Mitzoye, so even if a certain type of Mitzoye it prevailed in the Midbar in connection with Avodas Kabbalas, so it is enough to constitute it into it all. That's the reason as to why Rashi mentions Rabbi Goldschmidt. But we have to understand something. Here, he said, the Mishnah says, Hameitzi ben bimine ben bismeli b'zecheke u'yotzeifo chayesh shechei masob nekos. Shechei masob nekos. So what does it mean, because? Because means there will be. There will be. Here he mentions the name of Rabbi. True, of course, the Kehanim. Aaron was also a descendant of Kos. I mean, Aaron was of an Aaron. So we're also descendants of the Kos. But when he say to Hos, we do not mean just Aaron or the laws of an Aaron. We mean the Levim, the Masa Levim. Here, so when the Mishnah says, Hamitzi ben bimine ben bismele ben bizecheke, without saying of Chayim Shechei Masav Nikos. So what does it mean, Masav Nikos? Because, so in other words, because the Masav Lealbi, not the King God, Elozo, Ben Aaron. Here, Rashi mentions the name of Rabbi Goyen, so he says, Shem Ramo Yelof Teres Hasami, Michas Atomim, Shem Ram Bisho, Shem Rechot Bimin, Shem Rechot Bismeil, Vak Teres Becheike, Vak Vitim Bikatei. So that means that the reason is why Bimine is Chayim. Is because of Yalfuse from Kudasavos of Naranakir. The reason is why Bismeli Israel is because Yalfuse from the laws of Naranakir. The reason is why Bisheke Israel is because of Yalfuse of Kudasavos of Naranakir. And the reason is why Al-Sevam Israel also because of Kudasavos of Naranakir. But the Mishnah says because, and the Gemara emphasizes because, and when the Gemara mentions the Masse of the Mizbeach and the Om, so it doesn't mean a laws of Narakeen, it means the carrying done by the Levim, the Midbar. So that presents a certain difficulty. The answer is it doesn't present any difficulty at all. Whereas Rashi in the first version took it for granted that insofar as carrying that way, the form of carrying is mitzvah asvore, so he should be chayev because it's erech haaretz. And vis-a-vis kosei, so something else, because there is another problem of the milo mute. But as far as the form of carrying, so he's concerned, even though this is not the most frequent manner of carrying an object. The most frequent manner of carrying an object is by carrying it in the pocket. If it's a light object, and if it's a very heavy object, a very bulky object that could not be put in the pocket, so then, of course, so in the pocket it's not derech hametziyus. But if it is not a very bulky object, so the most frequent manner of carrying an object that is not very bulky is by carrying it in the pocket. So in Melee we could say that it's not Kedar Hamitzi. Maybe in view of the fact that Hitzoy is Mloche Kuye, so Kedar Hamitzi means the way it is most frequently carried. So Rashi, the first question, says, no, we don't have to resort to any office. Mr. Asfor, even if it doesn't conform to the manner in which it is most frequently carried, as long as it is carried many times by people that way, so that's why it's Kedar Hametziyus. But in the second Lashon, he holds no. Rashi holds no. in view of the fact that Hitzoi is a Mochet Roye, so Mimele Mitzvah we couldn't say that if someone carries on Shabbos in a natural way, but not the most frequent way, so not the most natural way, so that he should have. Except that we have the Yalfuseh. So we have Yalfuseh, because that's the way Elos of Naharim carried certain objects. Certain objects he carried in the Midbar, Benin, certain objects he carried Ismail, Becheke, Bekosein, he carried, even though in the Midbar it wasn't the most frequent way of carrying, but it was done in the Midbar. So in Mele it's Kedah HaMitzin. But then we have to know, but the Mishnah says that he is chayev, Al-Ksefov is also chayev, Shechi Masov Nikhos. So that means an Al-Ksefov, usually Al-Ksefov, unless he is a very short man, so Al-Ksefov, it's a minor mute. So we have another problem. We have another problem, that's a minor mute, it's a Mokim Tur, he didn't even carry it in the Rishis Rabbi. So that's the Al-Fuseh of Masov Nikhos. Because we learn out from the way the Levim carried. So that's the Nachkemina between the first Roshim, in Rashi and the second Roshim. According to the first Roshim in Rashi, as far as the form of carrying is concerned, we don't have to resort to the opposite. According to the second Roshim, that's Rabbi Weinfeld, even in regard to the form of carrying, which is not the most natural way, not the most frequent way, but many times do carry it that way. So it's considered Kedar Hamitzin. Why is it so? Because we have Yalfuseh. If not we Yalfuseh, we couldn't say Mitzvah that it's considered Kedar Hamitzin. Alright. Omar Ablaz. Hamitzin Masol Lemailo Masorot Vohim. Lemailo Masorot Vohim Chayet. Shechein Masov Nikos. U Masov Nikos Minolo. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamitzi Masol Maiva Miyud, Maviri Baba Miyode, Veine Al Ksefe, Vigovia Minoretz Asokoma, Divimuna Al Ksefe, Masnisni. So Rashi says that the Chiddush of Rebbe Elozor, who is an Ameire, so he is that even if he is Mavir, Piavir Miyode, the Maiva Miyud is also higher. Because the Mishnah only spells it out that when he's Mavir, when he carries out Sefer, my love is high. But maybe out Sefer, yes, and Yodei, my love you not. True, the Mishnah says, Yodei also, Yimini, Yimislele. The answer is, when the Mishnah mentions Yimini, Yimislele, it does not necessarily mean my love you, because Yimini, Yimislele could be the matter you, because the position of the hand could be in an average person, even a tall person, could be held, the matter you. But if Mashenkin, Seife, so in an average person, it must be the matter you. So in other words, so if not for Rabbi Lezer's Chiddush, I would say, true, there is the Al-Fuseh from Masov Nikhos, but the Al-Fuseh from Masov Nikhos maybe only applies to Kosev. But it doesn't apply as far as the problem of the Malam Yud is concerned. So if not for Rabbi Lezer's memory, I would say the Mishnah only implies that Allah Kosev the Malam Yud is higher. But beyond the Malam Yud, he is not higher. Now why should we make such a difference? True, Hitzoi is Melach Ruhe, but that doesn't mean just because Hitzoi is Melach Ruhe that it must be Mamesh, I mean, the same way, exactly the way it was in the Mishkin, because in the Mishkin it was carried the Malam Yud by the Levim and the Kosev, so in the hand not, I mean, what difference does it make? There's no difference. So why should we say, Mavile Babe Yod Eveine Al Ksefe, Vigovea Minoret Yavre? So the pshat probably is in Rashi. Now we see the things that assume the Rashi. Alright. Other Rishonim say that this is not Rashi. What Taitzer is assumed in Rashi, that when Rashi says, my time is your time, because, so he says, mashmat lehu v'yodim mokmecho, v'nosan l'chavir v'sichyodim, v'hitzi v'spoteh. So apparently, Taitzer is assumed, according to Rashi, since Rashi emphasizes the fact, there must be an ochal gabi karke, so milan chesukut, an ochal chesukut, is only shayach, if a chesukut, if there is an ochal chesukut, let's say on the shoulder. So then, when a person is a midlofush, so then he's vertically resting on the carpet. So the mele, at that time, we say, in such a case, according to Tesis, the Rashi, we say, because if I have chayvitz on the shoulder, and then I change my position, so then I make it, not only my Tesis wouldn't say that according to Rashi, when a person is akir, he's good. So he's only akir the feet. He's not akir the body. Of course he's akir the whole body. I mean, that would be ridiculous. I mean, to say that akir as gufe, he applies only to the feet. So only the chitvet is on the feet, he's tied around the feet. And suppose he's on the shoulders, we don't say akir as gufe, akir as chitvet, or anoch as gufe, anoch as chitvet. So obviously, Tetzves would admit that even according to Rashi, we do apply Akiras Gufi Kakoras Chayfetz, not only Gabi Chayfetz that is carried on the feet, but a Chayfetz that is carried on the Guf too. Why? Because the Guf is in the vertical direction of the feet. So mainly it extends vertically from the feet. So when a person steps with his feet on the karake, so he doesn't step only with his feet on his karake, but he certainly steps, the whole group steps with his steps on the car. So Tesis admits that according to Rashi, so Akiras Gufei and Anochas Gufei can Anochas Chayfetz, so applies not only to the Chayfetz that is carried on the feet, but the Chayfetz that is carried on the shoulders on the group. But Tesis assumed that according to Rashi, it doesn't apply to a Chayfetz held in the hand. Why? Because the hand branches out. It's not in the vertical direction. So when a person changes his position and he assumes a new position with his feet, so that means that the guf is vertically based upon the spot where the feet stand. But the hand is not vertically based. It branches out. So anyway, Tesis assumed that according to Rashi, we do not apply the aloche of anachas gufik anachas gufik. But most Rishonim say that this is not Rashi Shita. But we see that there is a difference between the chayfetz on the shoulders, so then that chayfetz is vertically based upon the karke, and the chayfetz in the hand, it's not vertically based upon the karke. It branches out from something, from the goof that is vertically based upon the karke. It's like a branch that comes out from the goof. So if you imagine, I mean, the goof of the person like a tree, and then the hand of the person like a branch stemmed out from the tree. So mimele, this is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mavire behave miyode, veine yal tseife, vigobeya miyore asokoma, divinina chal tseife, must be his name. Because that was the Alfuse from Masav Nikos. So the memory of Chadulezer was that not only do we say that, do we apply the Aloche of Anochas Guf and Anochas Chayvetz, because after all, according to Rashi, so the true is Yalfuse, but that Yalfuse of Masav Nikos is declaratory of a certain deal. It's based upon the concept of Anochas Guf and Anochas Chayvetz. I mean, the Xeras Akosu, the Yalfuse of Masav Nikos itself is expressive of Anochas Guf and Anochas Chayvetz. So maybe we could say, in respect to a chayfetz that is carrying the milam yud on the shoulders, which is vertically based upon the kalke, so there we apply the aloha from the gufik and the chayfetz. So mainly it's not considered carried in the mokim tour. It's considered carried in the Rishus HaRabim, because since the feet stand on the kalke, Rishus HaRabim, and the shoulder is vertically based on the kalke, and the feet, so mele, So mainly it's considered carrying in the Mishas Rabbim and the Karkas Rabbim. But as far as a chitmetz that is helping the hand, is carrying the hand is concerned, which is not vertically based upon the Karkas, maybe not. So Kamashmalo is the same thing. It doesn't matter whether it's vertically based or it branches out. When a person changes his position, so he changes the position on a new spot, not only of the feet and the roof, but of the hand and everything that is in the hand as well. Alright. Now, this is how Rashi says. The Ritvo, I mean the so-called Ritvo, he says something else. Hameitzi maso lumayla maso otmachim chayim. Perush, aber wie schön liegt das Mäse im Maso oder Mato Maso? Weil ich nicht durch die Lehre Blätter war schlimmer. Die Leute immer auch, was ist mir, die Gnaden war auch sehr. So, der Ritwo didn't like this rashes explanation. Because after all, why should it make a difference between a Masse that is carrying the mile of the youth and the shoulder, which is vertically based upon the karke, and the masa that is carried in the hand, which branches out from the goof that is vertically based on the karke, but it's still, when a person changes his position, so he changes his position of the whole goof with all the branches of the goof, and everything that are in the branches of the goof. So maybe it's another portion, why does Rav Lezer have to tell us? So he says something else. So the Ritva says something else. Because the Chiddush is, let's say, that when the Mishnah mentions something that is outstanding, so it doesn't mean dafke like this. Because the Gemara talks of the Masa of Nikohos, so it wasn't carried like this, it was carried like this. Two-thirds were the bottom and one-third was lifted. So, in other words, so we could say that if Rav Lezer didn't tell us this memre of Hameitzi Maso L'mailo Maso in the hand, so he just, and we knew just the Mishneh of Al-Tzeifov, so I would say Al-Tzeifov doesn't mean that way, but Al-Tzeifov means this way. We made it, if it's carried, we made it with steps, you know, and ropes, you know, tied around the shoulder. So then it could start, the lower end of the load of the masse could be within 10 tvachim from the karkarish stuff. But the top end is above 10 tvachim. Mashein came when he carries something in the hand of my root, so the lower end of the masse is the Malam Yud. Maybe in such a case, he's potter. Maybe the whole aloche that the Mishnah mentions of Masa Pekos is only when a person carries a chitvetz, be made, let's say, on the shoulders, like this, and the lower end is, let's say, is 8 tvachim from the karke, but the upper end is more than 10 tvachim from the karke, then it's higher, because it supports itself on the goof, on the shoulder, limatomit, mashinkin, if he carries it in his hand. So the lower end of the masse is already above yud, maybe he's potter. So Kamashmalon is not potter. So we see from this what he says. Hameitzi maso lemaso lemato maso peirush afo kishen mikzas meitzi maso lemato maso. Weil wir nicht so gut haben, dass wir nicht so gut haben, die Leute noch haben, die Leute noch haben, die Leute noch haben. So what we see from this ritual, that it's more likely to be higher in a case where the lower end of the masse is pochas b'yud, and the upper end of the masse is l'mayla b'yud. That in the case where the lower end of the masse is the mile. But we see from the Rajbas just the reverse. Alright, now. Alright, so Rashi says, Hamayti masal ma'ayom yud ma'avir ba'avah biyadei veina atzeke v'goveya minoret asokoma di bimuna ha'otzifei masnisni v'hod itnan hazir la'odam is b'keisu ma'ayom masal kizir ba'avir ha'omeyu ma'ayom masal rishus ha'abim dach kizirik abu ma'avir chayim v'yayif in the cause mission. So he says that ma'avir is chayim. So from this Rashi to be, as I mentioned this Rashi, when we learn the Gemara of Tess, they're hollow. So I mentioned the Kashi of the Rishash, here of Tess. He mentions his theory between the Rashi of Tess and Rashi here. Because Rashi of Tess says, of Tess on Galilee, the first line of Rashi, Kider hollow of Shibir, Ma'am Yud, Rishon of the Arab, Shisarabim, Ma'am Mokitu, Chayim, Kodar Amchei. So Rashi emphasizes Kodar Amchei. So in other words, so it appears from this Rashi, this is how the Rishash assumed the Rashi Shita is like the Yitzvah Shita that from the Gimonera. That even though I'm a Tzimas or my Maso is higher, but when he reaches, when he stops at the end of the Adames, he must put down the Maser, the Pohas Miyut, the Matamiyut. But suppose he stops Lofish, and the Maser remains. And his shoulders, the mile of you, then he's bottom. The whole Tirasakos, the effect of the Tirasakos of Mazamin Kos is that even though it was carrying the course of the Doradamis, the mile of you is still higher. But as far as Hanoch is concerned, so Hanoch's Kufay will not be enough. Why not? Because we do not say Hanoch's Kufay, Hanoch's Kufay. That's how we explain it when we learn the first day. We do not say Hanoch's Kufay, Hanoch's Kufay. When the chayfet is one of the shoes and the goof is not of the shoes in an horizontal plane. So Mele takes the sheet in the name of that one of Kimuru that the same thing is true on a vertical plane. So since the mile of you is walking too, so it's already different issues. So Mele, so true that we have the Alfuse from Mass of Nikos, that the mile of my soul is higher, that there's a course of only tells us in respect to the carrying of the Adamis. Now he has to carry the Adamis and Mishus Rabin. So without Exerzakosov, I would say, since it was carried in Milo Miyud, so he didn't carry the Adamis and Mishus Rabin, he carried the Adamis and Mokitur. So that's the effect of the Alfus. Say no, that even though it was carried in the Mokitur, but there was a carrying also Limatotu, as Tesa says. He might be a Limatok, but then when he makes a stop, if he doesn't put it down, Limatok Yud on the floor, Limatok Yud, so then he's not hired because the Anoche is the Mokimtu, and the Alfusi doesn't tell us that the Anoche, the Anoche's Gufi is also considered as the Anoche. There's the Shite in the 11th, that one of him. So in other words, so that the Shash assumed that Rashi here adapts agrees with this Shita in Yerem Dalam Gimel. That's why Rashi emphasizes and spells it out, Chayev Ki Hod Ramchen. The Rashash assumed Kod Ramchen means he puts down the load on the floor, on the carpet. Alright, so there he is. So there is a stire between the Rashi Daftes and the Rashi here. Here Rashi says, Hazir Daldam is the case of Milo Masor, Kitir Bavia, Almi Milo Masor, which is a rabbi, Dark Zirik, Abu Mabe Chayev, but if Rashi here also agrees with Tesi Shita Dafan, Lamdimu, why does he have to say there is a distinction between Zirik and Mavia? No, over there too, he's only Chayev. By Mavia too, I mean, by Mavia too, he's only Chayev if he puts down the load. Not if he doesn't put out all. So that's the Rishas Rashi. So at that time we said that there is no stira. Because when Rashi says that Tesom Dao in the second line, Chayiv to other Anche, he doesn't mean as the Rishash assumed, Koda Anche, he put it down on the floor. The other Anche, in other words, there was Anoche. So how is the Anoche realized? Either by putting it down on the floor or by stopping. But if he stops Lofush, but suppose he stops Likatev, so it's not Anche. So in other words, he says Kihoda Anche means there has to be Anoche. Suppose he will not put it down on the floor, and he will not be Lofush, he'll be just even Likatev. So then he's bought out because Anoche is lacking. But in the Hanami, if it's not Lofush, so then there is Anoche. Yes, right there.
Yeah,
doesn't Rashi mean that would be Rashi which is also on the Mishnah? Not Sukkot doesn't make a Maisa Hanochah. So he has to put it down, and he put it down on my own yud. He can't just stop.
That we also say that time. In other words, because there is, since he stands in the same position, so the melee there is no mais anoches. So the melee, it has to be called an anche, anoches chepet, because he doesn't move his group. He stands in the same position. That we also say. Alright, so there is no sphere between the two rashes. Alright. Now, so Omar Blazer, I made Maso, my own Maso, for him, Hai, Shri Maso Nikos, who Maso Nikos in Alon, the Siva Mishra on his Lea Sot, Makish with Lea Mish, Mamishka Nidame, Sav his Lea Hidamis, and Mishka Buffet in Alon, the Sin Esser Amis in the Hakers, who see by if this is a Lea Mishka, Roma Rav, Mishra Ben Pierce, Mikana Tolemi, so Mishra Ben himself was very tall, but older would be more tall. לומד מיקרת לומד גיבל של בי מסרנס וגמירה את החול תונה every load, every burden the midle, the late days that is carried on the shoulder with staves and rope so till the milio retreat till the mutachs so two thirds at the bottom and one third of that load is above the shoulder two-thirds beneath the shoulder and one-third above the shoulder. Above the shoulder. Ishtakar dan midutu. Now let's see Rashi. Asher ha-mishkan b'kalei ha-chotzer ha-mishto. The hangings. Ach mizbeach gei ve-yudamis v'hutzrach le-seilevei b'kloi with hangings shal yudami yischeichem u'mani mikayim v'yudamis kemosei the Pasuk Chumash. Now, Misfasim Pulmai, in the Gemara in Zvochit Afnun Tes, there is a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi. So,